know all you came here to say. If you afraid, then come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, up, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Logo Tuesday. The Browns have revealed their updated logo, their updated Dog Pound logo today. Honestly, you haven't heard me hype it much on this show in terms of the new logo, because it wasn't really a major change. Very minor tweaking of the orange, the helmet remaining the same, the face mask going to brown. That's pretty much it on the logo. The Dog Pound logo is new. The font is new, where it says Cleveland Browns, and the way that it says Cleveland Browns, that's new. But really not a huge deal about the logo, and I know that it seemed, you know, there was a lot of media hype about it, a lot of hype, a lot of suspense built up for, you know, not necessarily what I'd call a huge payoff, but I do like the new shade of orange. I do like the brown face mask. I think those look good as well. And I'll be interested to see how that incorporates in the uniform, which I am being told is going to be a much bigger kind of deal and unveiling, as it were, than the logos. So that's that. Gibbs, yeah, I hear you on the chomp. You're chomping at the bit right now. Jason Gibbs still in for Matt Wilhelm, stranded at sea.
We're efforting Matt Wilhelm today on the show.
We are efforting him while he is in a fog at sea.
You know, Brian Windhorst said it best earlier. He was like, look, I think I like the new colors, but isn't the real story the fact that Urban Meyer is stranded out at sea right now?
I mean, it's a pretty big one.
It's kind of a big deal that there's a boat in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of Ohio State players, former players, and Urban Meyer is stuck in the middle of the ocean.
It is. So, by the way, in honor of Matt Wilhelm being stranded at sea, one of our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics questions of the day is, in honor of Wilhelm, would you rather be stranded at sea or at an airport? That is just so easy for me to answer. Again, we'll talk about the logo. Want to hear from you guys right there.
And
Gibbs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I like the coloring. I love orange. So that's one of my favorite colors. I love it. I'm glad they're keeping it. I'm glad they're not putting a logo on the helmet. I'm truly all right with that. I almost wonder, I know the media, we hype everything. So I know that we're a part of the reason for the hype today, but did the fans hype this maybe more than it should have been? Were the fans expecting? Because on Twitter, I've got 71 messages on the Browns underscore daily account since I posted it at 10 a.m. And people are just like, wait, people are upset. Well, what are you upset about? The uniforms are the big change. I don't think the logo was a big deal.
I think people are upset at the way that a hype machine, and I don't think it was necessarily the Browns, but just the overall hype machine around it.
That's what I mean. I don't think the Browns were the reason for the hype here today.
They were not. Now, what's really funny is Andrew Hawkins, Browns wide receiver, just tweeted, me when I see our new quote-unquote logo, LOL, and it's a guy, a gentleman looking very puzzled. Four pictures of a guy looking very confused and puzzled. So, I mean, it's not – again, I like the new orange. I'm excited to see how that new orange is incorporated into the uniforms. I do think the brown face mask gives the Browns like a little bit of a unique identity with the orange and the brown. You still have the stripe. You still have the same looking helmet. So the logo didn't change much, really at all. But it is new, and I think what we'll see is how that incorporates into the overall uniform, which I have the impression from people who would know that is going to be a bigger deal. And listen, the president of the Browns, Alex Shiner, is going to be with us here at 2:40, and I'll ask him that. If you have questions for him,
I was
going
to say we should open it up.
Yeah, tweet me at Nathan Zagura, tweet at BGSU Gibbs, and tweet, of course, the show at Browns underscore daily. We can ask him. I don't think you're going to get a lot out of him about the uniforms, but maybe we can get a feel on the direction of how big those will be compared to, you know, the logo, which seems to have underwhelmed people. But I like it. And here in Berea, they've already updated stuff all around the office on the outside of the Browns daily door. It's the new logo, and everybody's name tags have the new logo. So that's that. It's just, you know, it's an interesting, you know, wasn't a big deal. That's why, at least on this show, we didn't spend much time speculating on the logo. We didn't talk about the logo and this big reveal because, as you know, it ended up not being a huge deal. And that's kind of that with the logo. I do want to know what you guys think of it, though. And obviously, for those who are upset, let us know, 216-578-0850. And what you think of the logo, what you think of the new color, the new orange. I like it. I think there was, you know, when you go to that, click on the website, the link that came in the Browns official tweet about it, where you can see the old color versus the new color literally right next to each other. I do like the new shade of orange. I think it will be a much better. The other one was kind of an orange sherbet, and I think this is like a little bit of a darker, deeper orange, which I happen to like. I happen to think it looks pretty good.
I think it looks fantastic. The phones already lighting up today.
The phones are lighting up. People are that fired up. Listen, we can get right into it. I mean, I got no problem getting right into it here today. When you look at this logo, there's that. I think the other logo, and you look at the oranges, they're right next to each other. Again, I like the orange. I do like the brown face mask. I think that is a differentiating feature for the Browns that will be a uniquely Browns thing. The new Dog Pound logo, I'm curious to get people's thoughts on that. I happen to be a huge fan of the old dog. This one's growing on me as I look at it, but I happen to be a big fan of the old Dog Pound dog. But again, it's kind of updated, it's modern, and it's got the font with it. It's not just a dog. It's got the Dog Pound right underneath it, you know, as they continue to brand the Dog Pound. So I do like that. I think that's good stuff there.
I don't know. The Dog Pound thing, I love it. I'm just happy that they're not doing anything to the helmet. And the elf isn't going away. That for those of you that were wondering, is this the end of the Brownie elf? Alex Shiner said the elf will still be on the sidelines. He will have the new color of orange. He is not going anywhere. So it's still technically part of this franchise.
Still part of the franchise, the elf, which is good. Again, and a lot of people are not happy about it. But again, what it was always said along that this was going to honor the Browns' history and heritage. So I that to me said it's not going to be a radical departure at all. And certainly that's what's happened. I do think the orange is brighter and richer, which I like that. I think that you can see the color is just a little bit more full. And again, I do like the brown face mask. I think that is actually pretty cool. And this is the 30th anniversary of the Dog Pound. That's why you get the new Dog Pound logo. Some people think it's a little cartoonish. Compared to the old dog, which actually happened to look quite a bit like Swagger. So we'll get Alex Shiner's take on the new dog, why that switch was made. And I want to get all your guys' take on it. 216-578-0850.
Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, we can go to the phones right now. Let's just get right into it. It's obviously the big story of the day. So let us know.
All right, let's go to let's start off with George in Chardon.
What's up, George?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Good. You know, I consider myself a pretty typical Browns fan, and my biggest concern with the new helmets and the new uniforms is who they put in them. You know, I know there's a lot of hype over it, but, you know, let's be, you know, I think we got to get real. This is about putting a product on the field that's a winning team, and all this other marketing stuff that's taking place, to me, is just a lot of fluff. You know, I'm concerned about who's going to wear the uniforms, not the uniforms themselves. They could dress them up like Easter eggs for all I care, but if they win, that's the bottom line.
I think a lot of people feel that way. I think a lot of people feel that way. And, you know, listen, there are people here tasked with branding. You know, you got Kevin Griffin in charge of that department, and that's a big focus, and that's something they're going to do. And, you know, I think they're doing the best that they can there, but I think a lot of people only care about the product on the field. And that's a very popular sentiment. It's one that my Twitter is currently littered with. People would say, you know, I don't care if they could wear hot pink unis with Bieber's face as the logo if we win a Super Bowl. I don't care. People don't care at all. So I get it. I totally get it. You know, I think that the fact they kept the helmet clean, I do like that. Some other people like that. You know, some people like Paul Apple says, I love the new logos, keep up the tradition while still evolving, hard to do, but they did it. So that's good. And then, you know, others say that this is a huge letdown. The dog is too cartoonish. The Browns should have realized this is going to be a big deal. They shouldn't have announced it at all and just kind of rolled the logos out. But again, a lot of people, new logos and uniforms, who cares? Just want them to win. Some people, Lance Pavkov says, whose idea was it to make the new Dog Pound logo look like a cartoon puppy? Same old Browns.
Look like a puppy? Got a little snarl going on. Come on. It's like Mark Bishop. He tweets at us. Mark, regular tweeter of the show. I like you, buddy, but Elf is for women and children only. Now I'm not friends with you for the rest of the day, Mark.
just for the rest. I like the elf.
I love the elf. I wish the elf were the
I try to find. I try to find as much gear with the elf on it as possible. Because I like that old school gear. I think that stuff looks very, very good. So again, 216-578-0850. Let's go to Don in Ashland now. Don, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, two comments. One, I do like the fact that we kept the emblem with the helmet and brightened up the color. You know, with Northeast Ohio and Cleveland, you know, we're simplistic but hardworking people. And you didn't tarnish the history of what the Browns represent as being one of the original football teams. So I like that. What I do agree with a lot of the people out there as far as the dog pound emblem. I do believe it looks a little bit more cartoonish. I know that, you know, it's got the little smirk on it, but I like the original more just because it looked like, you know, when the dog pound was brought into the Browns with that dog, that fight. And I don't think that the new emblem really encapsulates what the dog pound represents for the Browns. So that was my only real problem with that.
All right. Appreciate the call. And I think that, to me, this is what at least my feedback has been thus far, Gibbs, and you tell me if yours seems to be different. To me, the logo itself, people actually like in isolation, but they feel like it is a bit of a letdown because the Browns, you know, as it was just said to us by Buckeye Girl, the Browns sent out emails saying sign up to get first notice, the mystery helmet profile pic, hyping the evolution of the logo, and that was just such a minor, subtle change, really just the color and just, of course, the face mask. The feedback for me right now, at least on my Twitter, and certainly from the calls we're hearing, that is people do not like the new dog pound dog.
What's wrong with it? I don't think it's that bad. What?
People think it looks like a cartoon. It looks like a puppy, a little puppy playing tug of war.
Did the
with
other
a snap,
one not look a like a cartoon?
The other one I thought looked a little more aggressive.
See, I don't see it. I think this one's got a snarl. What kind of? What are people thinking here?
I think people think if you look at the logo side by side that the old dog looks like a grown dog and the new dog looks like a puppy. And here's another one. People, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying I agree. People right now are not happy with the dog. Jay Calabrese says, having a graphic design degree and lifelong Browns fan, I am embarrassed by the dog. Looks childish. Hashtag pound puppies. That's just it's just a feedback.
Yeah.
That's
our job today.
Yeah, listen, we're rolling. You guys keep calling 216-578-0850. We will hear from the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, about the logos at 240. We can talk about training camp, uniforms, anything you want. This is your opportunity. If you want a question, by the way, ask the president of the Browns. Here's your opportunity to do that at 2:40 p.m. We've got After Further Review at 2:15. Plus, we'll hear from Pete Prisco. And again, our topics of the day, Browns' new logo, what do you think about that? What are you hoping for now that you've seen the new orange? What are you hoping for in the uniforms, if anything? Does this hurt your excitement for the uniforms because many people feel that the logo was a letdown? What do you think about the new Dog Pound logo as well? Plus, AP's agent got into a skirmish with a Vikings front office member, says his client will never suit up for the Vikings again. What do you think about that? Would you want the Browns to make a run at AP? I think way too expensive, just quickly thinking out loud. In honor of Wilhelm, would you rather be stranded at sea or at an airport? I think that one's fairly easy, but a lot of talk about the logo. It's very easy. 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs, in for Matt Wilhelm. Let us know what you guys are thinking here today on this Tuesday where the Browns have a new logo, the beginning of their rebranding, culminating with the new uniforms in April. Let us know. 216-578-0850. Zagura, Gibbs, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.